So you will feel the perspiration beading up on your bod. Another good day for Theo Fuckle. It's 17 minutes after 6 with the grease wind. All right, it is my birthday, for crying out loud. If you must know, today's my birthday. Yeah, today's the day. Oh, God. 34 years. But it's not going to be a bad. Oh, it's going to be a quiet day. This is a quiet day. I'm going to do my shift. I'm going to pump some iron. I'm going to take a nap. Quiet dinner at the Grease Palace. But there was a birthday I had a long time ago. A birthday that, well, that I would rather forget. Because I thought it might be my last birthday. I'll never forget my birthday in Nam. Back when the name on my uniform said Grease Manelli, but everybody knew me as Sergeant Fury. Pine Tree, 1967. August 1st. We were sitting there. I was kind of depressed, my birthday. And there we were, camped out, enemy territory, eating a can of sea rations. There was my birthday. I should be having cake and parties and dames. But no. There I was, eating a can of peaches and heavy sauce. The crud all over my bod. Fear through every inch of my body. Somehow, I don't know, somehow Charlie found out about it on my birthday. Somehow from out of the jungle I heard, "Attention! Attention! G.I. Attention, one Sergeant Fury! The People's Republic of North Vietnam would like to wish you happy birthday! And we would like to send you this gift in the spirit of your birthday!" I remember thinking, wow, hey, that's pretty nice. Even though we're trying to kill one another, somehow they found out it's my birthday, and they want to send me something there. Wonder what it's going to be. Holy Jesus, incoming! Everybody get down! And sure enough, Robinson said, "Get down?" All right. He turned on his big radio, and he's standing there saying, "All right, I'll get down, yeah! I said, "Robinson, you idiot, when I say get down, I mean lie on the ground. Jeez, for crying out loud, are you nuts? Well, don't just look at him for crying out loud. Open fire. What, do they give you those guns for toys? Are they toys or do they work? Come on." And so he fired blindly into the shrubbery. That's the thing about now. You never really saw what you were shooting at. You just laid down enough lead and hopefully anything living would die. Yeah! Yeah! But they were too well dug in. They slung lead at us from every direction. For a while there was nothing we could do but put our heads in the mud and wait for that rain of metal to stop. We started taking heavy casualties. I said, "Hit the claymores! Hit the claymores!" That firing. Nothing stopped it. Before you know it, we were a ragtag bunch of men in disorganized retreat. I saw Robinson take a hit. Kalachecki, Di Lorenzi, Prokopic, Shapiro. I saw them all go down. Before you know it, I could see the black pajamas. And I did something I never did before. I freaked out. I freaked out. I just lay there with my face in the mud. I was covered with blood from head to toe. It wasn't mine. I just lay there with my comrades sprawled in the grotesque postures of death. I could hear them going through our things. I could hear them fighting over souvenirs as I just lay there. I looked mangled, but I was actually all right. Terrified, though. One of them sat on my back as they started to make a campfire. I didn't dare move a muscle. I didn't dare breathe. I just laid as still as I could, listening to them. It was unbelievable. I knew I had to do something. I couldn't let my comrades be stripped of their clothing, have their pockets turned inside out, and to be left for the buzzards.
I knew I had to make a move. I knew sooner or later they'd search me, sooner or later they'd flip me over, sooner or later my eyes would blink, or sooner or later they'd just run a bayonet through me to be sure. I wanted to take a few of them with me before I went. That's when my big bonanza came. They do everything in regimentation, the North Vietnamese, and they finish their meal, and they all dug little trenches to take constitutionals. I opened one eye, and I saw I was lying next to that M60.
My animals, they...
And I knew it was my chance. I rolled over, and I opened up! I cut him down! Yes! Yeah! I laid them all down. And I stood up. There they all were. Pants around their ankles. Lying there in their own... in their own befoulment. I stood there for a second and I lit up a camel. One of them was still moving. He looked up at me. He said, I said, hey, well, look on the bright side, little buddy. At least now you don't have to worry about wiping, huh?